to the Pregnancy Without Fear podcast. These podcasts are here to help you minimize your fear of childbirth. Too many women go through pregnancy being worried, anxious, or fearful. Well, I'll be sharing tips with you so you can have the mind of knowing. Did you know that fear is about not knowing? When you know, fear is minimized. It then means you can enjoy your pregnancy, looking forward to your childbirth experience. You are listening to Pregnancy Without Fear podcast with Delia Muhammad. There is a power within the female that has to be tapped into, a power that needs to be harnessed in such a way that you understand your function. And when I say you, I'm also including myself. And knowing how you function, you slowly get to know yourself. And by knowing yourself, once conception is a reality, you now know how to shape the being in your womb. Not all women are the same. The brain activity in each of us will vary at different times in different ways. The brain governs every aspect of our being. Our brain is the organ that decides what is needed in our body, and that in turn has us thinking what we should do, what we should have in our life. Yet, we overlook how powerful this organ is and how it is the greatest influence within us. Dr. Daniel Amen, a psychiatrist and brain disorder specialist, says that there are five special strengths of the woman, and they are intuition, empathy, collaboration, self-control, and little worry. So let's quickly summarize each of these strengths for those of us who need just a little clarification. It's important to note, though, that there are pros and cons with each strength, okay? So we're not superhuman. However, with determination, these strengths can be quite beneficial if we use them in the right way, if we use them with balance. The first strength is intuition. Well, what is intuition? One definition is knowing something without actually using our analytical mind. We know without question or reason that that is a pro. So what is the con? The con is that this strength can actually extract anxiety, which can cause and provoke fears. The second strength is empathy. Well, the pro to empathy is putting yourself in the place of the one who has had the experience and understanding what it may have been like for that person. The con to empathy is being too empathetic to the point of really being overbearing, and you see the vulnerability of that individual and you have a tendency of maybe wanting to be in control. The third is collaboration. It's about connecting. If it's not networking, then it's just you talking to others. You may not know them personally, but having a conversation is what matters. Remember your shopping days? Somehow you'd always end up speaking with someone, another mother, even an elderly person who you possibly would want to help her with her bags. That's the pro. The con is speaking to strangers who really don't want to hear you, who really don't want you speaking with them. But for some reason, you are drawn to speaking with them. Once again, being a bit overbearing in wanting to speak to people. The fourth is self-control. It's the ability to control one's emotions and reactions to temptations, a cognitive process in regulating your behavior to achieve a specific goal. An example of that is really females who want to look good. The festive season's around the corner, and we want to look our best to fit into those lovely outfits. And a lot of us are probably on some form of diet right now. This is not an attack on those who are doing this. It's your choice, and there's no judging here. This is just an example, because self-control is done for many things, excessive smoking, drinking, all of that. So self-control can also turn to over-control, where it becomes an addiction, and now getting things right becomes obsessive. The fifth and final strength is worry. This will stem from images, thoughts, and mixed emotions that are negative and repetitive, feeling uneasy about situations or problems. And the con is excessive worrying that can have the body go into overdrive, causing stress and physical illness. Now, these strengths may not seem or sound strong. However, in a calm frame of mind, they can become strong assets that can be quite beneficial when you grasp them. You have the ability to strengthen the way you listen and see things. And you can do this through meditation, affirmation, even prayer, when you enhance the way you collaborate. You are intuitive to experiences. You know how to empathize, and through self-control can minimize worry. All these can be done with balance. When your brain is functioning well, you function well. When you're not functioning well, take time to look at the root of this dysfunction. It's probably your brain. Being aware of how you think, feel, and act is called mindfulness. You are seen as an emotional soul. And that you are. You are the embodiment of hormones. That you are. And so much more. Have you noticed when you're angry or upset that the effect has on you physically? You know, have you ever really looked at how it affects you physically when you're angry and upset? You can't see the woods from the trees. Your mind is clouded. There may not be much control in seeing things the way others see it. And your body emits an energy that can be destructive, not only to yourself, but to those around you. And when you're in this state, do you realize the environment also changes? An example is a mother who has had an argument with someone on the phone in the day. She ponders on what's said, how it was said. And whatever the case, she's not in a good mood. That mood is carried everywhere in the home as she changes the bed, cleans the bathroom, and finally, when she cooks. The mood is placed everywhere in the home. The children come back from school, and from the moment the door is open, they feel and smell the mood. Yes, they smell it. The first thing they ask is, "Mum, are you okay? Mum, are you all right? Anything wrong?" The children are very intuitive. They tune into feelings. How? You may ask. When the child is in the womb, part of the development will not only be of the physical, but also of the hormonal. She will emit emotions that will be positive or negative while she's carrying. You have been listening to Pregnancy Without Fear podcast with me, Delia Mohammed. If you want more information from today's episode, you can find our show notes page at www.pregnancywithoutfear.com. Your vote of confidence and support means the world to me. Thanks so much for listening.